All right, my university students, we wanted to get into a discussion. We wanted to get the fan perspective from someone who has cracked many a bullwhip in their time, as some would say. And we brought on a very special guest. Who is that, Ashley?
Okay, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do this in my best impression of a wrestling announcer. Please join me in welcoming to Geek History Lesson. You know her as the Queen of the Ring across wrestling media and in her own podcast of the same name and the host of the Church of Joshi. It is Alex Lajas. Bam, 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 bam. Welcome, Alex.
Wild. Hi, hi. That was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Thank you. I tried very hard.
First question. Have you actually cracked a bullwhip? We need to know this.
No.
This has been a great discussion with Alex. Thank you so much for joining us.
I have not, but I have seen that one clip of Michelle Pfeiffer doing it in between takes.
For Batman Returns.
Batman Returns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's, some would say that's a bisexual awakening for sure.
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
I bet you many men would say that Indiana Jones is a bisexual awakening. So that's a perfect segue here. Alex, what is your meet cute for Indiana Jones? Do you remember which movie it was the first one you saw? And like, in what circumstances did you see it?
I remember watching Raiders of the Lost Ark with my dad growing up, and he had the VHS collection. And so he would pop it in all the time in between us watching wrestling, of course. And so he got me into all of that. And he was a huge Harrison Ford fan as well. So he got me into that and Star Wars, and the rest is history.
All right. Follow up question. You can't say Star Wars. Name me another favorite Harrison Ford performance for you. Are you an Air Force One girl? Are you a fugitive girl? Or are you a What Lies Beneath?
I mean, you can't go wrong with Blade Runner.
Oh, good choice. All right. Yeah. Okay, well, here's another follow-up for that. Is he or is he not a replicant? Is Deckard a replicant? Where do you fall on this? Because in my mind, he's definitely a robot.
I think he is, too.
Yeah, okay, good.
I think he definitely is.
I'm really glad that this didn't devolve into a fight, because honestly, between the two of you, I don't know which one I would feel more comfortable betting on. Alex, I want to ask you to put your professor hat on and theorize, why do people like Indiana Jones so much? What appeals about it to us?
I think everyone loves Indiana Jones because Harrison Ford actually likes Indiana Jones. It's the one role he's so proud of and doesn't want to die. No, I mean, I think what I like about Indiana Jones is how it goes back and forth, because the second movie is pretty much the prequel to the first movie. But he's a hunk. Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones, what hubba hubba. But I think a lot of people just like the, you know, mythology of it, the medieval studies of this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man.
Do you sort of agree with, like, Harrison Ford said that Indiana Jones dies with me. So like when he dies, there will be no more Indiana Jones. Like, do you believe him?
I do. I do. Who knows what the billionaires behind all the studio execs, you know, would say, but I think it does.
Did you ever think we would ever see a fifth Indiana Jones? Like, we are on the cusp of the release of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And as of this, you know, no spoilers, we haven't seen it. Did you ever think we would see a fifth Indiana Jones after the Crystal Skull? And are you excited to see it?
I am excited to see it, because I was surprised with the Crystal Skull. I actually liked it. I really didn't think I was going to like it, because I'm not, you know, as I'm sure it's a general consensus where reboots or bringing back a franchise could be a hit or miss. But I was very surprised with the Crystal Skull. So I'm happy that there's another film out now, or within this recording, mm-hmm. whenever it is out. But yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, this is a character that Harrison Ford enjoys playing, and you can read that off of the screen. So with Indiana Jones fans like myself, like, it's fun to watch someone who is enjoying what they're doing, right? And so with him doing Crystal Skull, and now moving on to this new film, it's refreshing to see the lineage of Indiana Jones and how far it's come from Raiders of the Lost Ark. So I'm excited that there's a new one. And yeah, I definitely think that there was a possibility of him making another one.
I know you said that you like that we all agree that, you know, it dies with Harrison Ford, that you agreed with that statement. But if we had to recast...
I don't agree with that statement. I'm throwing that out there right now.
Why not?
Because I think I've mentioned some other points in the podcast. I just... And we have a future question for you that's going to ask this. I think Indiana Jones is stronger than Harrison Ford. I think the story and the mythology is stronger. I don't think Harrison Ford is all the be-all and end-all of Indiana Jones. I think it's George Lucas.
Ooh,
I think he contributes more to Indiana Jones than Harrison Ford does. I think he's the real reason why we're still watching Indiana Jones.
Well, he's not the only one that's played Indiana Jones, because it was River Phoenix during the television series.
Yeah, it was
River Phoenix in Last Crusade. It was Sean Patrick Flannery in the television series. And this little boy that nobody liked. It was also this little 10-year-old boy that everybody was like, we don't want to watch a little boy be Indiana Jones. And in the TV show was also this older gentleman who wore an eye patch. So there's some weird mythology where Indiana Jones loses his right eye. You know, it's I don't know. I just think, like James Bond, I think there is a power into recasting this part. And I also think they're going to. I don't think Disney's going to listen to Harrison Ford.
No, and Alex kind of alluded to that earlier, like the billionaires who own this property. I think you really nailed it with that. So can we do some fun casting choices?
Well, yeah, let's get into that. Okay, yeah. let's say we are in the universe. They are let's say it's 20 years down the road. Harrison Ford, you know, God rest his soul, whatever, Holy Grail of soul, whatever you want to say. he is dead. And Disney is like, we are making another Indiana Jones. But let's say we're using today's actors. Mm-hmm. Alex, who would you cast as Indiana Jones using today's actors? They are making this movie, whether you cast it or not, but you get the choice to cast this movie. So who's going in here?
I think I would go with Miles Teller.
Ooh,
Miles Teller. Oh, wait, yeah. Because he is the heir apparent of Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. What it is that he gets on the jet. He does an Amelia Earhart and he goes back in time and becomes Indiana Jones. I have no idea.
It's the same character from Top Gun and it becomes a shared universe.
Yeah, exactly. It's a multiverse of it.
Ashley, who are you recasting?
I said Taron Egerton earlier. I think that's the lazy him or Alden. I sure don't know how to say that man's name. The guy who played the young Han Solo. I think those are like the two easiest casting choices. But I also think there's a variety of other actors that like maybe don't necessarily look like Harrison Ford. Like I think Henry Golding would be really good in this part. And you know, you and I often throw out Henry Golding as superhero casting choices, but I think he's good enough to lead a franchise. So I'd be like, I don't know, give Henry Golding a whack at it. I think he'd be really good. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone for you who kind of comes to mind?
You know, it's funny because both of my choices are older. Like, they're both also in their, like, 40s and 50s.
Well, let's say they're going to age really well.
I mean, honestly, I wish we could have cast Hugh Jackman in The King of the Crystal Skull.
I mean,
back in 2008. But you know who I think would make an interesting choice now, who's a little bit older, and I don't think he would do it, is Daniel Craig.
Oh, he would definitely not do it.
He would not do it. But I think he would be a really... great choice for Indiana Jones. Also, especially since Indiana Jones owes so much of its mythology to James Bond.
Yeah. Can I pitch on that? Can I yes and? Because if we are doing this in 20 years, Daniel Craig, like you said, will be like a little bit older. Mm-hmm. You know, we had James Bond play Daddy Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Sean Connery.
What if we had Daniel Craig play the father of like our young 20-year-old plucked from obscurity Indiana Jones?
Yeah, brand new actor that we've never heard
of. Sure. Yeah.
Alex,
I think the question is gonna have the accent from Knives Out. That's what I want.
The American accent.
Yeah, that American bougie accent that he has.
Alex, are there any, like, you know, there's lots of talks about, like, if the Indiana Jones franchise were to continue, you know, there's lots of little fan items and bits and stories and mythologies that they've always wanted to see Indiana go into. Are there any, like, mystical items that you would love to see Indiana Jones track down? Like, are there any items where like, oh, I wish he would have gone to that place?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. There's got to be some kind of relic from medieval times, like a good sword, like an Excalibur.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Here's one that I think would be really fun because the Disney of it all as well. You have to think that Mjolnir, Thor's hammer, is technically a historical object. Like, yeah, it is sorta. A mythical object. So if we really wanted to do fan theory, I'd be like, let's just go all the way back and get like some Thor's hammer business for us.
All right, let's do this as for your final question, Alex. If you could rewrite any piece of any of the previous Indiana Jones movies for any reason, what would you choose? Like, what is there any parts of the movies you'd be like, oh, I would love to rewrite that and change that, or have him end up with that lady, or you know, or like I always like to throw out that Short Round should have been in every movie post Temple of Doom.
Oh, I agree with that, actually. I think I would love, especially now, I would love to see some kind of spin-off movie with Short Circuit.
You mean Short Round?
Short Round. Oh my God.
I was like, she's going Short Circuit.
She's
going
to do that, actually.
She's going to
always do that.
It's going to be Kikwan and it's going to be the little robot from the 1980s movie.
I was like,
yes,
exactly. That weird robot takes the Indiana Jones franchise in some unexpected places.
I always do that. Yeah. And then Wally's going to show up in the film as well.
Because Disney. You know, we talked a little bit about like the recasting of it all, but the easiest thing to do would honestly just be to hand the franchise over to Ke Kwan and just let Short Round continue the Indiana Jones legacy for like another 10 years worth of films.
All right. Well, Alex, that is it for our Indiana Jones discussion. Can you please let people know where they can find you online?
Yes, yes, of course. If you are a huge wrestling fan or if you want to know more about wrestling, you can follow me, Queen of the Ring, on Twitter and Instagram, also on YouTube and Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Queen of the Ring. And if you wanted to get into some Japanese women's wrestling, you can follow Church of Joshi everywhere on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch as well.
Awesome. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us on this week's Geekish Lawson.
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm so happy that I'm here and you guys have been doing this for so long. So I'm happy to finally be on the podcast.
Yay.